Rogers came to exclusive here with Alex Burrows. How frustrating was that to start the open a few minutes?
Well, it's for sure. We made a few mistakes there, a couple of turnovers that ended up in the back of our net. But I thought we bounced back. We had some chances. We had some looks. We had some posts. But at the end of the day, we got to score some goals on our power play. We had some looks, but we got to be better. And same on our PK. We got to be better, especially against a team that has got such a good power play. We got to stay out of the box. And on the first one, it's got to stay out of the box.
Did you guys do a better job of that? I mean, it seemed to be like there were some undisciplined penalties for sure that took place throughout the course of the game.
Yeah, for sure. I think guys were fired up. Guys wanted to battle in both ways. Could have been a little bit smarter on some penalties, but at the end of the day, we got to be smart. We got to stay out of the box. And when we get on the power play, we got to score some goals. And once we kill, we got to make sure we kill some penalties.
How frustrating was it, too? You guys gave up those early turnovers to the Sharks. You were up 2-0 rather quickly in the game.
Well, it is frustrated, but I thought we had a good response. We came back in the second period, and I don't know where the shots were, but we were getting some forecheck, we were getting some pressure, we were getting some chances, and they're getting some looks. But at the end of the day, they were better than us, and we got to bounce back tomorrow night.
You can't take penalties like Max took. I mean, you score, and then he takes one, and they come right back on the power play. I mean, against a team like that, it's just lethal. I know he's pissed.
Yeah, it's there's tough calls going both ways sometimes. Could have got either way. I took one at tripping, and they could have scored, so... It's just that we got to find ways to kill those ones, and I'm sure he didn't mean to, and we wanted to keep the momentum going.
How do you turn it around in a hurry? You're going against a team that you saw last spring in the playoffs, and if you win tomorrow night, it's a good trip.
Well, that's it. I think we are looking forward to tomorrow night. I think that's one game. I looked at the calendar right off the get-go, and team that got us out of our goals last year, and we wanted they kicked us out of the playoffs. So we're going to make sure that we respond tomorrow night, and as a group, if we're better disciplined or better special teams, we should be all right.
Are you surprised that they're struggling a bit, Alex? Because, you know, they had that, you know, long playoff run in the short summer as well, and you guys experienced that. It's hard to come back off, isn't it? Short summer, even though there was a lockout. In fact, once you get back playing, you go so hard to try to win it all, and maybe you don't get the kind of start you want. I know they've got some injuries.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that I look at. Can't overanalyze thing. I think they got some injuries to key players, and obviously it's only 4 or 5 games, mm-hmm. So they're a dangerous team once they got going. We saw how good they can be in the playoffs last year, so just a matter of time. We got to make sure we're ready for them.
Now, it's your roughing penalty. Is that a situation where you were trying to get your team sparked up at some point just to try to get them fired up a little bit?
No, I get it on the head and I give it another shot, a retaliation shot.
What was going on between you and Chloe?
I didn't talk to Chloe. I was going into the faceoff. Couture pushed my head. I pushed him back, and that was it.
So you're saying that your roughing penalty was a result of what now exactly? Because you got called for roughing there in the third.
Oh, in the third, I thought you talked earlier. That was another one I thought. I thought I was just battling with Thornton all night. That's about it.
Yeah. What happened on that faceoff? You went into the circle. He came right over.
Yeah, he kind of pushed my head, and then I pushed him back, and that was it.
Does that make for a good rivalry? I mean, these two teams have really had a pretty spirited, matchups over the years recently.
Oh, for sure. We obviously dislike each other. We've seen them in playoffs a couple of years ago where they're a Western Conference rival, and it makes for good games and a good rivalry. So I know the fans like it, and for us as players, today they won the one today, but we're going to battle back and be ready for the next one.
Thank you.